Here's a question many of us have been debating since deadly protests in Charlottesville last weekend. What should be done with a monument dedicated to a Confederate figure? Should it be taken down, or should it be recontextualized, as some are saying? It's a question that people in Paraguay had to answer not so long ago. The debate in that country revolved around a statue of their longtime dictator, General Alfredo Stroessner.
The original statue was monumental.
That's Dr. Ernesto Sermon. He teaches Latin American history at the University of Richmond.
It was a one-ton massive steel statue at the highest point in the city of Asunción, the capital of Paraguay. And it's him standing there and looking towards the horizon.
Now, Stroessner ruled for 35 years before he was ousted from power in the late 1980s and fled to Brazil. That's when Asunción found itself debating the fate of the statue. Some wanted to take it down. Others said that it would be removing a piece of history. Ultimately, the answer came from an artist, Carlos Colombino.
He said that the statue had to be shown to show the history that it reflected.
But that didn't mean it had to stay intact. Instead, Colombino chopped the statue up into little bits. He took Stroessner's hands, his head, and other parts of his body, and he sandwiched them between two big blocks of concrete, with those body parts jutting out between. Sermon says when people look at the statue, they can immediately recognize the ex-dictator's features being crushed under the weight of the concrete block above.
His military mustache, for example, that you can see prominently, his hands that are sort of trying to climb out of the sculpture, and his eyes that had sort of this of a blind look. And this new statue was located in the Plaza of the Desaparecidos, the Plaza of the people who had disappeared during the dictatorship.
It's artistic brilliance. Sermon says the reworked monument puts Stroessner's rule in a different context.
He shows a person, in this case an individual, a dictator, if you want, surrounded or immersed in history and in many ways trying to get out of there.
So could this be a solution to some of the debates we're having here in the U.S. about what to do with statues of Confederate figures?
I think that once you open the discussion about the fact that it's not necessarily good to celebrate these people, the possibilities are infinite.
Dr. Ernesto Sermon there, he teaches Latin American history at the University of Richmond.